You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Life Talk here on the Catholic Community of Faith, Relevant Radio 950 AM. I'm Mary Louise Curry, the director of the Respect Life Office for the Archdiocese of Chicago. And every month on the first Wednesday of the month, we get together to discuss issues that make a difference in your life. And you know, as the director of the Respect Life Office, there are many things that I am blessed to be a part of. Seeing unborn children saved from abortion, women saved from abortion. Seeing people whose hearts and minds are changed on a wide range of life issues from the educational programs we do. Seeing teens and young adults empowered to live out chastity, even if they haven't in the past, because of the information and the education that we bring to them and the evangelization. But one of the greatest joys also is just being with you to do this show, to be able to spread the gospel of life with freedom over the airwaves on the first Wednesday of the month. And I appreciate so much all of you tuning in. We have lots of exciting things that are coming up that we're going to talk about today. We have two wonderful guests that are going to be with us on the first half of the show as we talk about all of the incredible life-affirming ministries that are coming up for Respect Life Month in October. And what does that mean? That means that we've got to start in September because we've got a lot going on. The Celebration of Life Mass with Cardinal George on September 12th at St. Cletus in LaGrange. 40 Days for Life, launching on September 23rd. Chicago is one of 216 cities participating in this powerful witness of 24-hour-a-day, 40-consecutive-day prayer vigil outside of an abortion facility. Incredible. Then, of course, Respect Life Sunday, October 4th. Cardinal George is sending a wonderful letter to all priests and parishes, encouraging parish participation and for the priests to preach about life issues that Sunday. All sorts of wonderful things that are happening this month and lots of great things. So we're going to talk about that for the first half of the show with Beth McCullough and Father Jerry O'Reilly. And then for the second half of the program, we're going to bring on Jason Everett, who is the beloved National Chastity Speaker that the Archdiocese of Chicago has brought in now every year for the past few years. And Jason has done all school assemblies at 29 Catholic high schools throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago, as well as the dioceses of Joliet and Rockford through the Chastity Ed Initiative. And we're going to talk with Jason about what is the powerful message that he's going to be bringing to teens on September 27th through the 30th when he returns to take the Chicago area by storm once again. So that is going to be the second half of the show. What an exciting lineup. And now, without further ado, I would like to bring on and welcome to the airwaves Beth McCullough, who is the Parish Respect Life Coordinator at Sacred Heart Parish in Palos Hills. Beth, thanks for being with us this morning.
Hi, Mary Louise. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Real good, thanks.
Great, great, great. And I also would like to bring on the air Father Jerry O'Reilly, who is a priest at St. Daniel the Prophet Parish, and he is also part of our Priests Advisory Board to the Respect Life Office. Father Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Mary Louise and all others.
How's everything going?
Very well, thank you very much.
Great, great, great. Well, let's get right into talking about some of the activities coming up for Respect Life Sunday, for Respect Life Month. You know, as somebody who does this all the time, I have a tendency to assume that everybody knows what that is, but in fact, many people don't who are listening right now. So Respect Life Sunday and Respect Life Month, Respect Life Sunday is the first Sunday of October, and the celebration extends throughout the whole month, and it's when the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops have designated that the Church celebrates and focuses on the sanctity of human life from conception until natural death in a very particular way, in a very public, very focused, very, very prominent way to give light and education and prayer efforts to these issues in a very focused way. Now, Beth, I know that your parish is doing a lot of activities for Respect Life Month. Can you fill us in on some of those?
Yeah, actually, we do. We start off with also on Respect Life Sunday. We'll be joining Cardinal George at St. Cletus for the Mass in September, on September 12th, which is great.
Wonderful.
And it's really nice because we have a good-sized core group. There's about 12 of us, and then, you know, several other people that participate, and we usually go there to the Mass and the reception, and it's always a good way to start off.
Terrific. And just for those who are listening and may not know, the Celebration of Life Mass with Cardinal George is September 12th. All are welcome. September 12th at 5 p.m. It's a Saturday evening, and the Mass will take place at St. Cletus Parish in LaGrange. And at that Mass, Cardinal George will give a special commissioning to all Parish Respect Life coordinators and committee members. So everybody is welcome to come. So, Beth, I'm delighted to hear that you guys are going to that.
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful, and it really does. It kind of gives us that initial burst, you know, for that month. And we decided, as our vicariate group, we've been trying to do something every year together. And so the coordinators kind of got together, and we were hoping to do something to kind of spiritually boost us this year. And we asked Father O'Reilly to lead us in a day of recollection, and that's going to be September 21st at 7 p.m. here at Sacred Heart.
Now, Father Jerry, tell us a little bit about this Day of Recollection. Is it only for Sacred Heart parishioners, or is it open to anybody?
No, certainly all are welcome, and it is based on the premise that prayer should precede work. And so to get ourselves ready for the pro-life month of October, any and all are welcome to come to St. Alexander's for a night of prayer and discussion and reflection, benediction, and so to put our minds focused on this and to ask the Lord's assistance and the Blessed Mother's in this work.
Wonderful. And I see that that's starting at 7 o'clock p.m. on Monday, September 21st at St. Alexander's in Palos Hill.
No, actually Sacred Heart.
Oh, at Sacred Heart. Sorry about that.
No,
I'm confused. I don't know what's going on. There are so many things going on, I can't keep track.
No, it's wonderful. That's great. It's a great way to kind of get, you know, kicked off. And there's so much. You really need to build your spirit up. You know, it's a spiritual battle, too, when you're working in this.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I know that when I stray from my own prayer life, I can get discouraged so quickly because
And it feels like you're alone out there.
Yes, absolutely. We just must rely totally on God because only God can win this battle. It's really a spiritual battle. We might have some listeners who have a question or comment. Maybe you'd like to hear more about what we're doing here. And we invite your phone calls. And you know what? I'm very embarrassed because I don't have the phone number, actually. Oh, it's, let's see, it's 312 2. Oh, I don't know what that is. Oh, 255-8408. I'm not very organized this morning. 312-255-8408. Somebody needs to make me feel better by calling in to let me know it's okay that I just made that mistake. 255-8408, 312 area code. So you've got this evening of recollection on September 21st at 7 p.m., and that sounds like a wonderful, important thing to prepare us for Respect Life Month as well.
We hope it'll kind of give everybody that, you know, extra strength that they need.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and then there's always the Life Chain, which also is on Respect Life Sunday, and that takes place on LaGrange Road, and we've participated that now, golly, for probably 20 years. You know, I remember doing it as a younger girl, and it's so wonderful because, you know, it's a very peaceful, prayerful way. You know, people just stand there with posters that have positive messages, you know, adoption, the loving action, and it's a wonderful witness, you know,
yes,
to life, and there's just people of all ages, little kids, older people.
Absolutely. You know, we're going to head to a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion with Beth Mikula and Father Jerry O'Reilly, and we're discussing Respect Life Month and all of the exciting activities coming up in the Archdiocese. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this quick break.
If you haven't read the Catholic New World lately, you're in for quite a surprise. It's bigger, bolder, and better than ever before.
The Catholic New World is a rich and diverse resource for Catholics throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. It carries stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Our most read column is written by our publisher, Cardinal Francis George, our shepherd, teacher, and leader.
Our columnists provide support in spirituality and evangelization, and you'll want to browse the Around the Archdiocese page, your gateway to Catholic activities throughout Cook and Lake Counties.
As we celebrate the Year for Priests, look for stories about how we honor our priests, in the Pope's words, with gratitude for their work and witness of their life.
Visit our website at www.catholicnewworld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and while you're there, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777.
Better than ever, subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection." There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
When was the last time you spoke with your neighbors? How are they holding up in these current hard economic times? People in your neighborhood, even the person living right next door, might be struggling. It could be a few late mortgage payments, a food shortage, or even problems with substance abuse or domestic violence. At Catholic Charities, your neighbors are in our care. We work to feed, clothe, counsel, and shelter anyone in need. Consider donating to our Neighbors in Need Fund. Visit us at CatholicCharities.net or call 312-655-7525.
Good morning and welcome back, friends, to the Catholic Community of Faith Life Talk here on the Catholic Community of Faith. And we're talking with Beth McCula and Father Jerry O'Reilly about all of the exciting activities coming up for Respect Life Month. We've talked about the Mass with Cardinal George to celebrate Respect Life Month, which will be on September 12th at 5 p.m. at St. Cletus in LaGrange. And anybody who wants more information on that, can call the Respect Life office at 312-534-5355. We also talked about the Evening of Recollection that Father Jerry O'Reilly will be giving, that is going to be a wonderful event on September 21st at 7 o'clock p.m. at Sacred Heart Parish in Palos Hills. And that is also open to the general public. And Beth, if people want more info on the Evening of Recollection, who should they call for that?
They can call us here at Sacred Heart. They can call me. The number is 708-974-3336.
Excellent. 708-974-3336. Wonderful. And Beth, you're on staff at Sacred Heart, right? You're in the religious education area.
Yes. Actually, I work both in the religious ed office and in the business office.
Oh, excellent. A woman of many talents.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what we need to do in the church. We need to multitask, in a magnificent way.
Yeah, God definitely uses you wherever he needs you.
That's right. That's right. Now, I know, Father Jerry and Beth, I know that you've been very active in 40 Days for Life. Father Jerry, I remember 2 years ago, the very first time we did 40 Days for Life, which was out at the Planned Parenthood at LaSalle and Division, this 40 consecutive days of 24-hour-a-day prayer. You were out there all day with parishioners praying, and you were interviewed, actually, was it by a WBBM?
Radio, yes, it was.
That was wonderful. And tell us a little bit about why you wanted to participate in 40 Days for Life.
I think it's important for us to be in the public workplace, and Jesus went out into the streets and left the synagogues to preach, and we need to witness for the unborn and also be a sign of hope for couples and women in despair who feel they have no option and no hope, that there are other choices. And as we see in our government at the higher levels, increased threats against the unborn, it's important for us to be active. There's a saying that all is necessary for evil to thrive is for good people to do nothing. And so we were out there. In fact, we prayed all 150 Psalms.
Wow.
During the span of our 12-hour shift there. And passersby came by, joined us, made offerings. So it was encouraging to get the support from the people who went by, and people from St. Daniel the Prophet as well as others were there praying for the unborn.
Mm, praise God. And you had such a beautiful interview. I remember that WBBM played, and also they posted on their website the text of the interview in which you said, you know, we're out here praying, you know, we're in solidarity with the unborn children inside who are being killed in this abortion clinic. And we're also praying that the, you know, that women may change their mind, that women going in may decide because of our prayer and witness to choose life. And I thought that was just beautiful.
Well, I've heard from many others, saves that are made, individuals, groups praying in front of the abortion mills, and who stop. And we are so misrepresented by the media as to the nature of our presence, which is usually very quiet and peaceful and prayerful. And mm-hmm. often someone, especially one of the women who's well-trained, will speak to those going in. And I think a lot of people who go in the abortion mills really don't have a clear desire to do what's about to happen, and so a little bit of hope, a little bit of education as to some of the lawsuits against some of the doctors there and some of the other problems of the girls who've died going in there is enough to help them make the right decision.
Yes, and you know, it's such a misnomer. People talk about safe abortion being safe, legal, and rare, and the only thing that it really is legal. I mean, I'm amazed at how many women are harmed physically by abortion, how many malpractice issues there are, impact on, the long-term health of the woman, but also the psychological and, of course, the spiritual harm that results. But then also rare. I mean, it's not rare at all. In the Archdiocese of Chicago, every year there are more than 44,000 abortions. Yeah. Unbelievable number. I mean, 44,000 abortions. So, and these are happening, you know, oftentimes like down the street from our parishes. So we've got to do something. Last year at 40 Days for Life, more than 20 unborn children were saved. And that's a huge blessing. Beth, I know your parish is going to be involved with 40 Days for Life this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are, you know, we take part, several people will go through and pray along with, you know, the different churches. We didn't actually take a particular day this year, but I know we did last year, and it was wonderful. It was such a powerful experience because, you know, people would just walk up and say, could we pray with you?
Yes.
And it was really amazing. You know, you didn't know what to expect when you first went out there. And
yes.
It was just very peaceful and a wonderful day. And, yeah, we're kind of looking forward to helping out again this year.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And 40 Days for Life this year is taking place at the same site it took place last year, which is not the downtown Planned Parenthood, but the Family Planning Associates located at 5086 North Elston Avenue. That's right near the Women's Center. Excuse me. I'm like struggling with allergies here. I sound like a gremlin. But anyway, and we still need some day captains. We still need some day captains for 40 Days for Life. We still need captains for some days that are not filled. October 6th, the morning of October 13th, October 22nd, 26th, and 28th. So we have 4.5 days out of 40 that are not filled. That's pretty darn good. So, we invite people, you know, if anybody's listening right now and you think, hey, you know, we would like to, our parish would like to adopt a day or part of a day to cover for prayer. It's a wonderful experience. I encourage you to consider doing that. If you really want to make a difference, if you really want to participate in saving lives, get involved with 40 Days for Life. Call us at 312-534-5355. That's the Respect Life Office's number, 312-534-5355. And, you know, I remember the first time I went out and prayed at the clinic, and, oh, I was so upset. I was, like, just weeping. It's just absolutely heartbreaking to know what is happening inside.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, one of the things that Julie McCreevy told me, who has done a lot of work with Helpers of God's Precious Infants, is that, you know, we are at the foot of the cross, that when Jesus died on the cross, he did not die alone. Mary was with him. John was with him. And we are at the foot of the cross when we are praying outside the clinic. We are there for those babies. They are not dying alone.
That's right. It's really beautiful.
So, thanks, Beth. But unfortunately, we need to head to another break. But when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Father Jerry O'Reilly and Beth McCullough talking about Respect Life Month. And in particular, we're going to discuss some of the free resources and materials provided from the USCCB and how parishes can use those to really focus on Respect Life Month and raise these issues to everybody's attention in prayer and education. So stay with us. We'll be right back after this quick break for more exciting discussion on Life Talk.
Real men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298 or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
Time now for a Catholic Festival of Faith news update.
Families will be in the forefront at this fall's Catholic Festival of Faith with several activities designed to help parents and children celebrate their Catholic faith together. The festival is scheduled for Friday and Saturday, October 16th and 17th at the Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. Get more information and register at www.catholicfest.org.
Stay tuned to Relevant Radio for more Catholic Festival of Faith news updates.
Welcome back to Life Talk, my friends, and we're talking with Beth McCullough and Father Jerry O'Reilly about Respect Life Month and all the incredibly exciting things that are happening this fall to save lives, to make a difference, to spread the gospel of life in a dynamic way throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago and beyond. And we talked about the Celebration of Life Mass with Cardinal George, where all parish Respect Life coordinators and committee members are getting commissioned. That's going to be on September 12th at 5 p.m. at St. Cletus Parish in LaGrange. All are welcome to that. The 40 Days for Life kickoff, which will be on September 23rd, there will be a candlelight vigil with one of the bishops out at 5086 North Elston in front of the Family Planning Associates right by the Women's Center there. That will be at 7 p.m. to kick off 40 Days for Life. We talked about Respect Life Sunday, which is going to be on October 4th, and Respect Life Month. Oh, also this evening of recollection for Respect Life that Father Jerry O'Reilly is doing on Monday, September 21st at 7 p.m. at Sacred Heart in Palos Hills. All sorts of great things going on. Now, Beth, I know that recently you were at a meeting that Margie Breen did, one of four regional gearing up meetings throughout the Archdiocese for Parish Respect Life coordinators.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me a little bit about, in particular, the resources that were given to you at that meeting for Respect Life Month and how you are thinking of using those.
Well, it was wonderful because everyone received a packet that was there, and there's just an amazing wealth of materials in there. There's a lot of different flyers that you can either order to put in your bulletins as bulletin inserts, or there's a CD that comes with it. You can just download the information to then put into your bulletin, which is great because you're able then throughout the whole month to keep people aware of the different issues of respect, you know, that deal with life. And I just think one of my favorite things is this year's theme, which is Every Child Brings Us God's Smile. And I think that's such a wonderful, positive way to look at this.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's the USCCB Parish Kit is a wonderful resource. Mm-hmm. And you know, Father Jerry, Cardinal George is sending a letter to the priests, which I actually saw yesterday. So it's going to be sent out, I think, this week, probably electronically, about encouraging all priests and parishes to make sure that their parish participates in Respect Life Sunday and that the priests preach about life issues during their homily on that weekend of October 4th and 5th. What do you think about that, Father Jerry? As a priest, how do you respond when you get the kind of directive from Cardinal George?
Well, of course I follow it. But I'd be preaching on it even if he didn't mention it. However, at our August Pro-Life group, our pastor, Father Noga, and I and our committee met, and we went over that wonderful folder with all the different inserts, including the kind of workbook which has prayers and sample homilies and such. And
yes.
So we are blessed with five priests here at St. Daniel's, and each will be reminded of the need to speak on the sanctity of life that first Sunday of October, as we discussed at our committee meeting in August. So I think it's important, very important, because when the church fails to address this, then the faithful might be malformed by the media or other sources that are not friendly to our faith and our teachings. So I think while it's great for the bishops to write things, for a lot of people, their immediate formation comes from the priest at their parish.
Absolutely.
So it is our obligation.
Absolutely. My understanding is that we just now became live on Relevant Radio because of some technical difficulties. So just bringing people up, we've got Father Jerry O'Reilly and Beth McCula, and we're talking about Respect Life Sunday and all of the wonderful activities that are happening, including 40 Days for Life, the Celebration of Life Mass with Cardinal George on September 12th, Respect Life Sunday on October 4th, all sorts of great things that are happening. And Cardinal George's letter, which will go out to all priests, urging them to have their parishes participate in Respect Life Sunday on October 4th and to preach on life issues. So it's exciting to have that going on. And Father Jerry, you know, do you think that that priests generally then respond pretty well? I mean, we have, you know, all these wonderful resources from the USCCB Parish Kit on things like assisted suicide. There's a wonderful brochure from Cardinal Regali on the challenge of building a culture of life. All sorts of great resources. What do you think as far as parish participation in your area?
Well, it'd be dangerous for me to make a generalization because I'm not definitely aware. My prayer and hope, of course, is that my brother priests cooperate with the Cardinal and the Church in this subject. But I think some are very welcoming, and some, I think, are afraid, unfortunately, to speak on it for fear of perhaps hurting those who've been involved in abortion. And I think that's an unfortunate stance to take because it is through preaching with charity and clarity, I think, that healing can come through. I think
absolutely.
I work with Project Rachel of the Respect Life Office, and it's a great way for individuals and couples to come to know the peace the Lord only can give.
Right.
And so I think there's some well-intended priests who won't touch it, and I think it's a mistake when they don't.
Absolutely.
Or worse yet, if they back the woman's right to choose, then it's very scandalous and malforming of the faithful.
Right, absolutely. And Father Jerry, you mentioned post-abortion healing, and that's so crucial. Respect Life Sunday is a great opportunity for that and for promoting Project Rachel. And for those listening right now, I encourage anybody who has been involved in an abortion to call 888-456-HOPE, 888-456-HOPE, for confidential post-abortion healing. So, these USCCB parish kits are just a wonderful resource with articles on contraception, addressing infertility, the sanctity of marriage, so many great resources, assisted suicide. These are issues that all of us need to be educated on. So, Father Jerry and Beth McCula, thank you so much for being with us this morning on Life Talk.
Thank you, Mary Louise. And one more time, can you give the dates that are not completely filled on the 40 Days for Life?
Absolutely. Yes. 40 Days for Life, an incredible prayer campaign, 40 consecutive days of 24-hour-a-day prayer here in Chicago. The dates that are still open are October 6th, October 13th in the morning only, October 22nd, 26th, and 28th. So the 6th, the morning of the 13th, the 22nd, 26th, and 28th. So those are dates that we do not yet have filled. So any parishes that feel a calling, please give us a call. Or any individuals, if you're part of an organization, your parish can adopt a day or part of a day. But we would love your help. Call us at 312-534-5355. Father Jerry, Beth, thanks so much for being with us. And we're going to head to a break right now. And when we come back, we're going to have Jason Everett, the National Chastity Speaker, who's coming to Chicago September 27th through 30th to discuss the powerful message that he's going to be sharing with teens. Stay with us. We'll be right back here on Life Talk on Relevant Radio, 950 AM.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the 3 R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son isn't a number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
You're invited to attend an evangelization workshop, Learning to Labor in the Vineyard, sponsored by Bishop Joseph Perry's office and the Office for Black Catholics on Saturday, September 19th at St. Rita High School at 7740 Southwestern Avenue. This promises to be a wonderful workshop for everyone who serves in church ministries, for all who want to share the good news. The facilitator is Deacon Alex Jones of the Archdiocese of Detroit. The day-long evangelization experience is free. You can register through your church community or contact the Office for Black Catholics at 312-534-8376. We hope to see you Saturday, September 19th at St. Rita High School. Call 312-534-8376 and become part of Learning to Labor in the Vineyard.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome back to Life Talk here on the Catholic Community of Faith. And friends, I'm so excited that for this last half of the show, we're going to have with us a phenomenal guest. And we welcome your questions and comments for him because many people, he's a man in demand. And we feel honored to have him with us and honored to bring him in again to the Archdiocese of Chicago to spread the empowering message of chastity to thousands more young people here. And that is Jason Everett. Jason, welcome to Life Talk.
Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's great to have you with us. So, Jason, you are the only chastity speaker that I've ever seen who
consistently gets standing ovations from students after sharing with them the message of chastity and lines that last literally up to a minimum of 1 hour as long as 3.5 hours long of students wanting to talk to you after your presentation. What do you tell them? How do you do this?
I think it's not so much as what I tell them as how I listen to them. I think my greatest teacher has so far been the students themselves. You know, I studied theology and read books and all that kinds of stuff. But, you know, after these assemblies, as you said, the students will line up and they pour their hearts out to you of all the things that they've done and how they want to start over and the sufferings they're experiencing. And, you know, I just try my best to listen to them. And I think by doing that, I gain a lot of experience of what makes them tick and why they make the decisions they do and how it leaves them so often unfulfilled when they fall for the world's concept of the counterfeit of love, which is lust. And I think just by listening to them well, I've been able to relate to them better when I'm speaking, and I think that opens their hearts to see that I'm not coming there to wag a finger, but rather to give them the love that they long for.
We're talking with Jason Everett, who is a national chastity speaker who is coming to Chicago and on September 27th through the 30th. And we welcome your questions and comments at 312. Hang on just a second here. This is really embarrassing. This just happened to me before. I had the number. Let's see. 312-255-8408. 312-255-8408. So give us a call. So Jason, tell me a little bit then about when you're coming to Chicago. You're doing all school assemblies at five high schools, actually. Regina Dominican, Our Lady of Tepeyac, Queen of Peace, Bennett Academy, and Carmel Catholic High School. So you're doing five all-school assemblies, plus two evening presentations, a youth rally, and a junior high talk, all in 3.5 days. It's a pretty packed schedule.
That should keep me out of trouble.
That's going to be great. And in particular, we want to promote the Life Night Youth Rally, which is going to be at Holy Family Parish in Inverness on September 27th at 2 p.m. Life Night 5 Youth Rally, Holy Family Parish in Inverness on September 27th at 2 p.m. Jason, when you speak with the students, what do you share with them? Many people, especially nowadays, we see chastity education programs, abstinence education programs falling on hard times because federal funding has dried up for kind of the more secular programs that were in high schools. That funding has been discontinued. But the Chastity Education Initiative in the Archdiocese remains strong, and bringing you in is one of our flagship events of the year. But many people are skeptical. What do you share with students? Because I know that you really do make a lasting impact on their lives.
Yeah, so often people, when they hear the job description that I have, traveling around the world telling teenagers to be abstinent, they think I have the most difficult job imaginable. But what I find is the teens are just exceptionally receptive to the message. I mean, they come in, obviously, with their preconceived notions and defenses. Oh, we have to hear another stupid sex talk here today. but when they hear that, you know, chastity isn't just like merely the absence of sex. Chastity for a single person is the ability and the strength and the power to be able to tell the difference between love and lust. And ultimately, it's not about following a bunch of rules so you don't go to hell and being a good boy so you don't get gonorrhea or get a girl pregnant. What's ultimately about is wanting heaven for the person that you love. And that I'm not coming into the high schools telling the boyfriends to, well, quit loving your girlfriend and stop that. What I'm trying to do is help them to love her more than they ever have before. So they see that I'm almost trying to push them forward to a deeper level of true intimacy instead of the counterfeit of just the physical. And these kids are coming from some really heartbroken families. Yes. I met a kid once that his dad had had, and he was on his ninth marriage. This is a high school junior. He'd seen his father get 8 divorces.
Wow.
And when you come to them and you appeal to this, that the world really expects their marriages are going to fail, and how do you prove the world wrong? How do you build a lasting love? And then I explained to them, you know, as the Holy Father Pope John Paul II had so wonderfully done in his writings, the connection between chastity and authentic human love. And that's why I find that the kids really go for it. It's no longer this idea that Jesus Christ died on a cross to give us a bunch of more rules to follow, but rather he redeemed us, not just our souls, but even our humanity, our spirituality, our sexuality, that his grace should permeate every single part of our lives. And the message is really one of hope, that it doesn't matter where they've been or what they've done. All that matters now is where they go from here. And I try to use in my presentations the word I more than you. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not saying, now you kids, you girls need to start dressing and dancing more modestly, and you boys need to throw away your porn. I'm speaking more of the I, you know, my own testimony. I share the testimony of my wife when she doesn't come with me. And I think that really goes a long way to open up their hearts.
Absolutely. It sure does. We're talking with Jason Everett, who is from Catholic Answers, and he's a national chastity speaker. He's going to be coming to the Archdiocese September 27th through the 30th. And you and your teens and college students and young adults are welcome to come free to see Jason. And we're going to talk more about how you can do that when we come back right after this quick break here. And we welcome your questions and your comments for Jason at 312-255-8408. Again, that's 312-255-8408. Talking with the famous, renowned chastity speaker, Jason Everett. And can't wait to hear more with Jason and chat with him more. We welcome your questions and comments. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this quick break.
The Chicago Catholic Scripture School is now accepting applications for classes starting in September throughout the Archdiocese. This is our Bible study program for adults. Students come together weekly to pray and study the Word of God with teachers who are themselves strong Catholics with an extensive background in Scripture and theology. Year 1 classes will be held at St. Anne's in Barrington, St. Joseph in Libertyville, St. Julie Billiard in Tinley Park, St. Teresa of Avila in Lincoln Park, and St. Philip Neri in the South Shore neighborhood. There will be a year 1 class in Spanish at St. Cecilia in Mount Prospect and Precious Blood on Chicago's west side. And our first scripture school in Polish will be held at St. Hyacinth Basilica. For more information or to register for the Chicago Catholic Scripture School, visit www.catechesis-chicago.org or call 312-534-8053, that's 312-534-8053, and www.catechesis-chicago.org.
The Archdiocese of Chicago has launched a blog and wants you to join in the conversation. Here's Cardinal Francis George talking about modern communications.
Church was in radio when it first started, and then television. Now with the blogs and the internet and all, the church has to be there too, for the same reason St. Paul was in the town square in Athens and Corinth, the Areopagus, where people would come together and listen to everybody talk. Well, that Areopagus is now electronic.
Cardinal George will rotate with other archdiocesan leaders in posting their thoughts on faith-based topics and taking part in this electronic dialogue. Visit our blog at www.archchicago.org. Read what Catholic leaders have to say and become part of the discussion. That's www.archchicago.org. We hope to hear from you soon.
We'll see how this works. I'm curious myself. I'm looking forward to it.
Welcome back, friends, to Life Talk here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. I'm talking with Jason Everett of Catholic Answers about chastity. He is coming to the Chicago area to stamp out all sorts of bad behaviors and in a very loving way and empower our young people to choose the best, to choose chastity and to live that out. And he's going to be here September 27th through 30th. We welcome your questions and comments, 312-255-8408. Jason, you've spoken at 29 Catholic high schools here. In this 4-day period that you're coming, you're going to reach about 5,500 teens. It's going to be exciting. But we have a call on the line, so let's go to that right now. We have a call from Anonymous. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Jason. I'm here.
Oh, good.
Here's
okay.
The busy thing. I'm here. I was wondering what advice Jason would give to parents with teens who, you know, don't see the harm in being sexually active and in hooking up or just meeting somebody and finding it okay to make out, and don't look at it as, you know, giving something of themselves that is sacred.
Yes, you know, Anonymous, that's a great question. And hang on just a second. So, Jason, great question there. What do you tell the parents whose teens, you know, don't worry about, you know, chastity? They don't find anything wrong with meeting somebody and making out and hooking up. What can parents do? Uh-oh. Hello. Jason?
Hi. I'm here.
Anonymous, we have Anonymous. Do we have Jason? You know what, Anonymous? Let's just hang on the line here, and we'll get Jason right back. So, but that's such a tough question. You know, in my experiences as a chastity speaker, you know, when I was many people don't know this about me, but before I came to the Archdiocese, I was actually a national chastity speaker myself. But I don't pretend that I was nearly as good as Jason. But I was Miss Wisconsin. I competed at the Miss America pageant. My platform was abstinence until marriage. And during that year alone, I spoke to more than 120,000 teens. And so it's such an important message. Jason, what would you say to Anonymous about what tips would you give to parents whose teens engage in the hookup culture and think it's okay?
Well, one of the things is for the parents to realize they have more power than they imagine. The National Campaign to Prevent Teen Pregnancy surveyed teens and asked them what the biggest factor was that shaped the decisions they made when it comes to sex. And by far, the teens said it was their parents and what they brought them up to believe. So to continue persevering and trying to set the standards high for your kids. And if they make bad decisions, don't beat yourself up and blame yourself. Oh, I should have done this differently or that. I mean, you look at who the best parent is in the universe, and it's the Heavenly Father. Now you look at how messed up all of his kids are down here. It's not because he's a defective dad. It's because his kids have the gift of free will. So one, don't beat yourself up. Secondly, continue to pray and fast for your kids. I would also recommend getting in touch with local convents of religious sisters or brothers, priests, and ask them to pray for your kid. Go to a cloistered Carmelite monastery of sisters. Give them the name of your child and ask the whole convent to pray for them. We need to remember the power of prayer. And then also give them solid resources. Our website is chastity.com. And you could go there and you could, whether print up some articles for them, you could buy some books or DVDs. I know one mother who actually paid her children to watch the DVD because they wouldn't do it otherwise.
I love it!
but it works. So give them answers, because sometimes it's easier for them to hear it from a third party instead of maybe from mom or dad.
Yes.
Mom and dad must be speaking about it, but it's always good to bring in someone for backup. So when I come in a couple weeks, bring them to one of the evening events if you can. If they don't want to come, pay them, threaten them, kidnap them. Anything you can do, bring them there, and I'll try to take care of the rest.
Absolutely. It's amazing, too, how hearts and minds really are changed at these events. I mean, I've seen girls give you birth control pills after your talk, Jason. I've seen you walk away with all sorts of Playboy memorabilia from the guys. I mean, it's amazing the impact that you make. So we welcome people's calls at 312-255-8408. And we have a caller, Alicia from Chicago. Alicia, thanks so much for calling.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to say, I have a comment for Jason. I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. My daughter and my nephew went to one of his talks, and their life changed completely.
Oh, praise God.
So, Jason, may God bless you and give you strength to continue doing what you're doing, because as I had seen, it does work, and it's beautiful.
Well, thank you, and praise to God, you know, that their hearts were changed. And let's take this as a reminder to any of the listeners, you know, bring your nephews, bring your nieces, tell them to bring their friends. Just get as many as you can, because often they'll be more likely to go if you can tell them, hey, you can bring this friend. I'll go and pick him or her up, you know, make it an event, and then get some, and then schedule a meal afterwards.
Yeah.
After the presentation, it gets out at 9, say, okay, let's go to the talk, then let's go get some pizza together or an ice cream and talk it over. Because one of the most important things about the talk is that it'll open up doors of communication between the parents and the teens. And we invite the parents to come to the presentations. We have the teens sit in the front and the parents in the back, because it's great for the parents to hear what the teens are hearing so they can start talking a little bit more. I know of a father and a daughter. The daughter said she wanted to go to a Notre Dame football game with her friend. And her friend's dad was also good friends with this girl's dad. So the dad said, okay, let's have a father-daughter trip. We'll drive to South Bend, Indiana. We'll go see the Notre Dame game. And so they got in the car. It was a seven-hour car ride. As soon as they got in the car, the fathers had this planned. They locked the doors, started driving, and said, girls, we have a seven-hour drive. We're going to talk to you about sex. The girls screamed, tried climbing out the window. but after a few miles and a little coercion, they stayed. And the girl said it was one of the most amazing trips because it was just so good to see our dads have the guts to step up and really tell us how much they love us and only want the best for us in that area of our lives.
Praise God.
And, I also bought your CD, your talk, and my daughters love it. I have four girls. Mm-hmm. And they sit down and they watch it every once in a while.
Good.
And
they
still
need the
laugh every time they listen to it. Every time they watch it, they still sit there and they laugh, and they say it's nice to hear all this from you. So thank you.
It's good to know. And invite them also to come to our website, chassis.com. We just redesigned it. I've been working on it for about a year and a half, and we just launched it a couple days ago, a brand-new website. And instead of having one CD to listen to, we have just tons of audio files, videos they can watch, things they can download to their iPods, all kinds of stuff that can help them stay strong in the future.
Oh, I will definitely do that, Jason. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Great. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
And thank you, Alicia, for your question. That was terrific. And do we have time for another caller? No, we need to head to a break, actually. So when we come back, we're going to get to Anonymous 2, who is on the line. And we're talking with Jason Everett. We will be right back after this quick break. We're talking about chastity. Jason's coming to the Archdiocese September 27th through the 30th. Be there. Holy Family Inverness, September 27th, 2 p.m. St. Julie Billiard, Tinley Park, September 28th, 7 p.m. St. Stanislaus Kostka, Chicago, September 29th, 7 p.m. Be there. And be with us right after this quick break.
You are invited to join Cardinal Francis George and other interfaith guests on Tuesday, September 1st for the 2009 Interfaith Iftar Dinner. Iftar, an Arabic word meaning breaking of the fast, is done every evening during Ramadan, the Muslim month of fasting from sunrise to sunset. This year's program takes place from 7 to 9 p.m. on September 1st at the Mosque Foundation in Bridgeview and includes the breaking of the day-long fast, observance of Muslim sunset prayer, dinner, and a program. There is no charge, but seating is limited. Your RSVP is required to the Office for Ecumenical and Interreligious Affairs at 312-534-5325. That number again is 312-534-5325. We hope to see you there.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
Masses are once again being celebrated at Holy Name Cathedral. We'll talk to Holy Name's pastor about the renovation that took place there following last February's fire. There promises to be something for everyone at this fall's Festival of Faith. We'll have a preview. And we'll talk with Cardinal George about Pope Benedict's encyclical Charity in Truth.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You, compelling television about your Archdiocese.
We are back here on Life Talk in the final stretch with Jason Everett. Friends, this guy changes lives. There is just no doubt about it. Look at all these wonderful testimonies from parents and teens about how he has changed their lives. What a blessing. And do not miss his visit to Chicago. It happens only once a year. Sunday, September 27th, Holy Family in Inverness, 2 p.m. And that includes Mass. It's going to be 2 to 6 p.m. We're going to have music, Jason's talk, food, Mass. It's going to be great. Monday, September 28th at St. Julie Billiard in Tinley Park, if you're on the south side, 7 p.m. Tuesday evening, if you are in the city, Tuesday evening, St. Stanislaus Kostka in Chicago at 7 p.m. Don't miss Jason Evert coming to Chicago. Jason, we have another caller here, and this is Anonymous 2. We're going to call the caller. So, Anonymous, thanks so much for calling this morning, and tell us your question.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Usually it seems that the chastity talks are mostly addressed to young people in their teens and 20s. I'm over 40, and I've been living chastely, but I have to look at the growing likelihood that I will never find that marital union, and that's not meant for me. But all the temptations of finding a boyfriend like a normal worldly woman and is still there, and it's starting to look like wrong. It's starting to look like better than nothing. How can I deal with that?
Oh, great question. Jason, I just want to flag for you, we only have like 2.5 minutes left, okay. So sorry about that.
Okay, a couple of things I would recommend is one is you're recognizing that we're made for union, we're made for communion with others, and we're not supposed to live in isolation. And so the alternative, to a promiscuous life shouldn't be nothing and a total absence. So what I would encourage you to do is get involved in, you know, young adult groups there in the Chicago area. Also, I would recommend that reading of good books. There's a book called The Thrill of the Chaste by Dawn Eden, who is a single woman in the world who lived a promiscuous life, and then, you know, really explained how empty it leaves you afterwards, because the devil's going to promise you everything and then give you nothing. That, hey, you know, living this, you know, promiscuous lifestyle, at least you're going to get some affection and some attention, and maybe it'll get a guy's attention. But what'll end up happening in the end is that you'll feel so empty afterwards, because it's the counterfeit of everything you've ever wanted, an authentic love where a man actually wants what's best for you. And so I'd encourage you to read some good books, get involved in the young adult community there, and because you'd be surprised, the young adult community isn't just people in their, you know, 20s or early 30s. It often goes up well into the 40s, and most of them are single, struggling to live a chaste life, and it's good to have that support by your side.
Yeah, great answer, Jason. And just some of the resources, you know, our young adult ministry is only for people in their 20s and 30s, but Charis 2 is for people who are in their 40s. Charis 2, and I encourage the caller to check that out. And also, just the St. Stanislaus Kostka community, that is just filled with dynamic, fervent Catholics who are in their 40s and are just doing great things. So I just would want to encourage her to check that out. And Thrill of the Chaste is a great suggestion, Jason. I love that book. And I want to encourage everybody to check out a couple of websites. One is the one that Jason has mentioned, chastity.com. That's an easy one to remember. And also, I encourage you to check out respectlifechicago.org. That's www.respectlifechicago.org for more details on Jason's visit. Or you can call the Respect Life office at 312-534-5355. Again, that's 312-534-5355. Jason, do you want to give a final thought here? We've got about 30 seconds. Any closing thoughts?
Yeah, the most important thing is I would invite our listeners to please pray for the upcoming presentation, that the teenagers' hearts could be open and the teens who need to be there will come. And pray for them, fast for them, go to Mass, offer it up, rosaries, anything you can do spiritually to help the impact of my upcoming trip, I beg you to send it. The prayers and the graces our way.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Jason Evert. Do not miss his presentations. And to find out more, go to respectlifechicago.org. Give us a call. Sunday, September 27th, Holy Family Inverness, 2 p.m. Monday, September 28th, St. Julie Billiard, Tinley Park, 7 p.m. Tuesday, September 29th, St. Stanislaus Kostka, Chicago, 7 p.m. Life-changing presentations, my friends. Jason, we appreciate your tremendous ministry and all that you are doing to really make a difference in the lives of teens.
Well, thanks so much, Mary Louise. And back to you, because if it weren't for you, I wouldn't be coming.
Well, we're so excited that you are, and we know that you're going to make a huge impact. So, friends, I look forward to seeing you at one of the exciting activities coming up in September or October to spread the gospel of life. And I'll be with you again next month for Life Talk here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. God bless you.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.